The Holy Mother says, every night, every night, every night. When David the Miller, when King David awoke at midnight, and this is what he said, Master of the world, let me hear the prayers of all of Israel. And the master of the world took King David up to the highest place called Berom HaNishmo. And he could hear the prayers of the Jewish people and of the whole world. While he heard all those prayers, he composed a Sefer Tehillim, the words of the psalm. You know, friends, my beautiful, beautiful friends, I'm sure it's clear to you. A holy person is somebody who's very holy in everything, but if you don't hear somebody crying, you're not holy. Maybe the rest of you is holy, but your ears are definitely not holy. The holiness of us Yidden is Shema Yisrael. You could hear a cry far away. So while we're sitting here and I'm telling you the story, we're singing together deep, deep, deep inside. We're begging you, Master of the world, let us hear the prayers of our holy brothers. Master of the world, let us hear the prayers of Zechariah, of Tzvi, of Yehuda, of Ron, of Rachmim, and of Yossi. Come out, I'll be crying with them. So here's the story. Everybody knows, everybody knows. The Holy of Holies, the Holy of Baal Shem Tov, the sweetest of the sweet, the holiest of the holiest. Sometimes he had a clear vision, clear prophecy. A lot of times it was not clear to him, but he knew what he has to do. So one Thursday night he said, harness the horses. We have to go somewhere for Shabbos. And everybody knows about Shem Tov. He had a horse driver, Alexei. But the horse driver would not sit with his face to the horses. The horses would go by themselves. Alexei would sit with his face to the holy Baal Shem Tov. They traveled all night. Then suddenly they stopped in front of a palace. And next to the palace was a broken house. They stopped in front of the broken house. Man walked out, looked like a gangster, like a thief, like a murderer. Awesome, gruesome. He came out and he says, what do you want? And the Holy Baal Shem Tov said very softly, like, with great respect, could we stay here for Shabbos? And the Yid said, I know people like you. You pray for 10 hours, then you make Kiddush for 10 hours, until you come to eat, Shabbos is over. By me, I daven 1 minute, Kiddush half a minute, and then I eat. If you want to stay here, you have to do exactly what I do. And he started yelling them at them and cursing them and abusing them. And the Baal Shem Tov didn't say a word. The end was the Baal Shem Tov couldn't even daven. The Baal Shem Tov couldn't make Kiddush. The Shabbos was like Tisha B'Av. It was just abuse and curses. And the chassidim wondered why the Baal Shem Tov was taking it all in. After Havdalah, the gangster and murder and thief disappeared, and the Baal Shem Tov didn't know what to do. Now open your hearts, my beautiful friends. The door to the palace opened, and an utmost elegant, most beautiful young lady came out. She looked like her four mothers, so holy, so beautiful. And she opened the door to the palace and she said, "Holy Master, Holy Master Baal Shem Tov, let me have the honor of inviting you to the fourth meal, to the feast of King David." And the Holy Baal Shem Tov, the chassidim, walked into the palace. And there the table was set with little candles. It was mamish the house of our father Abraham. The Holy Baal Shem Tov was wondering, and she says to the Holy Baal Shem Tov, "Heilige Zisa Rebbe, don't you recognize me?" And the Holy Baal Shem Tov looked at her, and this is what he said, "Aren't you Feigele? Aren't you the cutest little Feigele? Aren't you the orphan girl who worked in our kitchen many years ago when you were 9 years old?" And Feigele, with tears in her eyes, she says, "Heilige Zisa Baal Shem Tov, thank you so much for recognizing me. You remember I was an orphan, I had nobody in the world, and you adopted me. And I was helping the Holy Rebbetzin in the kitchen. And everybody who has children knows, sometimes our children have lies, and you have to comb out the lies with a comb, and that hurts so much." So she says, "I got lies." And the Holy Rebbetzin was combing out my hair, but the Rebbetzin did it so rough, and I was crying with all my heart. And I said, "Rebbetzin, please do it more softly. Heilige Rebbetzin, I cannot bear the pain." And you stood there. He didn't say a word. "You Heilige Baal Shem Tov, you heard me cry, and you didn't say a word." Shortly after, I left your house, and I was wandering all over the world. Then I met my holy husband. At that moment, the door opened, and that ex-murderer, ex-pirate, who looked so terrible yesterday, came into the room. He had a streimel on his head. He was all dressed in white. You could see he's the holiest of the holiest. And she says, "Heilige Baal Shem Tov, meet my husband. Meet my holy husband. My husband is the head of the Lamed of Tzaddikim, the head of the 36 holy hidden people. When I married my husband, he says to me, Fagele, don't you know, don't you know, that because of you, the Holy Baal Shem Tov has no share in the coming world. Because when you were crying, and the Baal Shem Tov was silent, there was a voice in heaven, that the hailing of Baal Shem Tov lost his share in the coming world. I was so broken, I was so sad, because Rabbi, I love you so much, and I didn't want you just on account of me. You have no share in Gan Eden. So I'm begging my husband all the time, please, please, can't you fix the neshama of the Baal Shem Tov? Can't you please get him back his share in the coming world? So what is Gan Eden as Shabbos? Some unholy husband prayed you out that one Shabbos of your life should be Tisha B'Av and not Shabbos. And my holy husband took it upon himself to get you here for Shabbos. And he abused you and yelled at you, took away every ounce of Shabbos from you. But now, Heilige Baal Shem Tov, my husband just told me he heard a voice in heaven. The Heilige Baal Shem Tov has again a share in the coming world. So you hear, my beautiful friends, I'm so worried. I'm so worried. All of us. Why don't we hear our soldiers crying? Why don't we hear their parents crying? And I don't ever, ever, ever want us to lose our share in the coming world because we didn't hear them crying. I bet soon you survive. Soon is the way. I bet come or bear the dust, is the way. I am the day, in a mecho, you of Israel. Goyaleinu, Hashem Tzevokai Shemai. You know, my beautiful friends, I have a little bit of a claim to God, because it says God only tells us to do what He's doing. Master of the world, if you want us to hear another Yid cry, why don't you hear us crying?